This week, the Department of Agriculture released its 2020-2021 outlook for U.S. cotton. The report shows higher exports, lower production, and lower ending stocks for this month. The department lowered the estimate for cotton production by nearly 1 million bales to 15 million, led by a 580,000 bale decline in the Southwest production region. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us with more details and explains how this could affect cotton prices.
In the latest USDA report, the 2020 U.S. crop was reduced by another 1 million bales to 15 million. Their largest decline was in the Southwest, with a reduction of 580,000 bales. The Southeast production was reduced by 225,000, Mid-South was lowered by 150,000, and the West was reduced by about 40,000 bales. I think many in the industry were expecting the decline, but USDA doesn't generally make this large of a revision in production this late in the marketing year. U.S. mill use was lowered by 100,000 bales, but exports were increased by 250,000 to 15.25 million. This leads to a reduction in U.S. ending stocks of just over 1 million bales as compared to last month. Ending stocks of 4.6 million bales results in a stocks-to-use ratio of 26%. With lower stocks, the average price estimate was increased to 68 cents per pound. Futures prices moved higher following the USDA report as a result of lower production. As we look ahead to the 2021 crop, higher cotton prices could help maintain cotton acreage. However, higher prices of competing commodities will provide some competition for acreage in 2021.